Let's begin with the family tradition of many in our area to go out and find a Christmas tree in the wild.
Exactly. Our Elva Osterreich got a really nice photo for our cover this week of a Texas family loading their tree into a minivan. You can contact area ranger districts for permits, or you can visit a website. We have it in our cut line on the front page to buy a permit online and read the guidelines. The permits are $10 a tree in the Lincoln National Forest. Pinon pines are free in the Gila National Forest, and it's $5 for other varieties. It's a really nice photo. I think people will like it.
All right. And the Coaz bookstore founder passed away recently, and you have a really nice section on what he brought to this community.
Yeah, Pat Beckett was a force of nature. He was he and his wife were both great friends of my parents, and so this is a big loss. He died November 20th, surrounded by his family. He, as you said, leaves behind a rich family legacy and a history. It's just amazing to read about his family and him. The bulletin rarely devotes most of a page to a single obituary, but in Pat's case, we made an exception. He was a gentle giant of a man who helped revitalize downtown through his vision of what it could be and through his willingness to create a destination for book lovers from around the world. I can speak personally and for the Bulletin family to say that he will be missed.
Las Cruces now has an artist in residence.
Yeah, the Las Cruces Downtown Partnership has named their very first artist in residence, and it's local artist Bob Diven, also a good friend of mine. Bob's creativity knows few boundaries, and his latest gig will undoubtedly contribute to that vibe that's been making downtown hum since Main Street was restored and the Las Cruces Plaza was dedicated, so he's going to bring even more to that. You can read about his vision for the arts downtown on the cover of our arts and entertainment section. That's on page 22.
One of the things people have really missed during this pandemic is live theater. And now there is a way, there's a way around it, right? The New Mexico State University Theater Department has found one way around it for the holidays.
Right. They're putting on an original production. It's called Stay Home for the Holidays, a holiday cabaret, and it's going to be streaming. You can buy tickets through December 7th and watch it from the safety and comfort of your own home. I haven't seen it, but Mike Cook has, and he says it's really, really good. So we're encouraging people, and that's on page 26. You can get all the information about how to buy tickets and stream Stay Home for the Holidays, a holiday cabaret, right into your own home.
One of the things we hear local legislators talk a lot about when it comes to the economy is our need to diversify the economy. Tell us about how the Bulletin is covering that particular topic.
Well, we plugged the story that came from NMSU onto our page 32. It shows that the economic diversity rankings in the state are not good, but that study also shows how the data was crunched and offers some insight into how the state could do better going forward, even in light of COVID-19. So if you're a numbers nerd or a biz whiz who likes to follow trends and plot future growth possibilities, you'll want to check out this story on page 32. It's accompanied by a graphic that really shows the lack of diversity that we currently have. And all that, you know, we just talked about five stories in a 56-page paper. It's just a sampling. There's just so much more, Casey. If you just can't wait until Friday, the digital bulletin can be accessed at LasCrucesBulletin.com. That's all one word, LasCrucesBulletin.com. You can also check us out on social media.
All right, Jess, thank you very much. Have a great week.
You too. We'll talk to you later.